This was the scene at Colombo's main hospital. The parents of a 14-year-old girl were just told that their daughter had succumbed to her injuries, one of the victims in a bombing raid Friday by at least two Tamil Tiger planes. The girl's younger sister is inconsolable, pushing away those who try to comfort her. In the emergency ward of the hospital, M.F. Rahid, a 56-year-old salesman, is being treated for a bullet wound in his left shoulder.
Just around 10 o'clock, when I'm in the bed, just having a rest, one bullet came from the roof and it came and stuck on my shoulder.
He unwraps a wad of paper to show the brass-colored bullet. The brazen air attack by at least two Tamil Tiger planes comes as Sri Lanka's military closes in on the last rebel strongholds in the country's northeast. Sri Lanka's 25-year civil war, Asia's longest running, appears to be almost at an end. Many here were surprised by the Tamil Tiger's ability to launch an airstrike over the capital, which was lit up Friday night by anti-aircraft gunfire and red tracer flares as spotlights beamed across the sky looking for more rebel planes. But Brigadier Udaya Nanayakara, Sri Lanka's military spokesman, says the country's air force was ready for the attack.
No, this is not a surprise because we were expecting, we knew that they had two aircrafts and we knew that they are going to use this as a last resort or last weapon against the military and against some of the important installations. So we were prepared and we managed to shut down both.
Sri Lankan state television showed video footage of one of the rebel planes shot down in a marsh near the international airport, about a 45-minute drive from the capital. The dead pilot's body in a rebel uniform lay sprawled in the grass. Brigadier Nanayakara says he suspects one of the targets in Friday's attack was the country's Air Force headquarters near a government building damaged in the air raid. The attack is a stark reminder that the Tamil Tigers, though boxed into a tiny sliver of land in northeast Sri Lanka, are not yet ready to give up. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.